Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
Oh, wow.
The monkey is stupid.
Stupid.
Malibu Dale tell himself he's not so dumb.
Okay.
But just remember, he thought France was the capital of New Jersey.
I really don't know that question.
Stop the monkey.
Not just the Indian, unfortunate enough that he's stuck answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic.
F you, I'm out.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's out, but Sam Simon's with us. Also, Malibu Dan joins us. Nice
so
to see
good
you, dude.
To be here. You know, I always love Mondays, Tim.
Yeah.
I do. And then on my way in, of course, I listened to the Hot Talk and heard you, Sammy, tell your story about your house. And I care. It's good to see you.
Malibu Dan wearing a rather odd color shirt for a guy who's put on 50 pounds.
It's true. I weighed in at my kid. Got a checkup, and you know, she's of course average weight. Pop gets on there, the thing almost breaks. 186. I'm 5'3, 186.
5'3, 186.
But
you're getting into that ratio where they won't let you on the rides at Disneyland.
But this is what's kind of cool.
You're not allowed on the Matterhorn anymore.
You know, I was at Knott's Berry Farm. And I was on one of those rides that spins around. Everyone's on like a swing or something.
Sure.
And I saw them put this like 12 or 13-year-old girl, and they tried to close the belt once, then twice, then three times, and they said, you know, you're out. So she's got to get up out of her seat and walk by everybody who's on the ride. And she's only not allowed on it because she's big.
Well, you know what happened to
now, if that doesn't change your life and, you know, and make you start dieting, I don't know what will.
No, but I think it makes them sad, and they take to bed, and they just eat more.
Well, it's sad, but you know what? They're fat. I mean, you got to do it. Look, right. I'm fat, but you know what? I've done something about it. I'm on a diet, and I feel great.
On a diet?
Yeah, I've been on a diet for 9 days, and I feel totally rejuvenated.
What are you on? What kind of
just
diet?
Just know what it is. This is the deal. I've cut out Coke, which makes me sad because I love Coca-Cola. So uh-huh. I've cut out all Coke. Right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't overeat. Like, if I'll eat something, but as soon as I feel full.
Wait, how tall are you? 5'2"?
5'3". Please don't do that.
Right, you're 5'.
Don't take me away.
Okay, you're 5'3". That's 63 inches. Is that right?
I don't know.
Let me see. Five times. Yeah, it's 63 inches.
That would be 63 inches.
Yeah. So it's,
I'm not very good at math.
186 pounds divided by 63 inches.
Right.
And you're.
I'm fat. You are fat.
That's not it. Okay. You're 186 pounds.
Yes.
And divide that by 63 inches, and you're 3 pounds an inch.
Is that heavy? Is that a lot?
Let me see. If I were
three pounds an inch?
Yeah. If I were 3 pounds.
Oh, I guess about, yeah.
Well, you're 6 feet tall, Tim.
I think he's
6'1".
6'1"?
All right. So I'm 73 inches. I'm 178 pounds divided by
he's a math genius.
73 inches.
You already weigh less than him.
2.4 pounds.
Total.
And you heard something? He can manhandle me.
You know the your average weight per inch is going
to be
much
less.
It has to be less because you already weigh less
than
him.
I think he's
and you're 10 inches taller.
Wait, how you're
I'm
186 pounds.
Wait, is this since the week?
This is since Tuesday.
No.
Of last week.
Oh, yeah. You're 3 pounds
an inch. Did you weigh
yourself
today?
No, I did not. But I can. There's a scale there.
Right. All right. But
you haven't
good?
Been drinking Coke for a week. Who knows how much weight you've lost?
You know what? And this is what's kind of weird. My wife looked at me today before a big argument, and she said, you know what? Your belly's really falling off. And because it's very loose, I guess the crap loosens up before it goes,
oh,
right?
Boy.
So I was running up the stairs, right? And
it's
I had
not
my
crap.
Shirt off.
You don't have feces in your belly. I mean, it's not crap.
But it's got to, something's got to happen to it before it goes off out, right?
Right.
The fat loosens up and then it goes off. It goes away. It's like that's it.
Okay. Now, right? What was the argument we had with the lovely Sarah?
It was horrible. Now, You could. You,
how long have you been married? 5 years? 6 years?
Uh-oh.
7 years.
5 years.
But you've been together a really long 11 time.
11 years altogether.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So that's a long time. And, you know, she's my soulmate. We've had some issues, but we've gotten over them.
Right.
And we haven't actually fought in a long time.
Would she say to strangers that you're her soulmate?
Probably. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Maybe she'd say that about her boyfriend. But but me, I just she's stuck with me. But what happened was...
when you say you haven't fought in a long time, how long would that be?
No, believe it or not, it's been about 8 to 10 days.
I know. I know that there's no. I know for a fact that there's no number. There's no.
Right.
There's no unit of time you can say after 8 to 10 that's true.
Like we've just been getting along very swimmingly. It's okay. Actually been great times.
Right, what was the argument tonight?
Well, what happened was she was getting her period, things grew in her body. That were some of them quite bodacious. Her breasts got huge all of a sudden, but abnormally bigger than normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I went all over them and I loved them and they were great. And then I'm like, hey, let's make love, let's get going. And she's like, you know what? You only like me when I'm looking good and not when I'm looking bad. And then this is the whole point. It stemmed into an argument about when she was pregnant. We never had sex. I never banged her when she was pregnant. But she couldn't understand. She couldn't understand. She thought it was because I didn't think she was sexy. That wasn't it. It's just weird. I think it's weird. Did you have sex with Jennifer?
I don't think so.
It is weird. She didn't understand it. First of all, I've got a belly. She's got a belly. And we're knocking bellies. So that's one problem.
Plus, you don't want to damage the kid.
Well, yeah, because of my girth. I'm just so I could wind up poking it in the head. Oh, not a good idea.
And plus, if you are having sex with her, then it's weird that, you know, that...
Well, look, Tim,
it's just odd on a couple different levels.
Could you just bring up a different fight?
Well, no, I mean...
I was looking forward to this. It's like the grossest, creepiest fight ever.
But would you...
I don't want to...
Like, it's a weird fetish for those...
It's like you're just picturing just all these things you don't want to...
But this is the thing, Sam. I'm like
having sex with his pregnant wife.
But that's my whole point. It's like it's you know what? It's just weird. Like I don't know a guy. I had a guy at work who last Sunday his wife gave birth. So I said, "How long has it been since you had sex?" He said, "About 8.5 months. 8 months."
Right.
So he didn't either. You don't remember.
I remember. I did not.
You did not.
Right.
I didn't. I don't know who does. I don't know who does. I mean, really, think about it.
Yeah, I don't know who does that either.
Right.
But, you know, there are some guys who have that fetish.
But isn't
that
weird?
They're, like, attracted to pregnant women.
But, look, I visit some websites here and there every now and then, sometimes nightly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in, like, a pattern. I feel like I'll miss something if I don't check it out every night.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll see, like, pregnant women. You know, pregnant women in pigtails. But I've never had a desire to... To press on it. The only thing I've ever got adventurous with was the she-males.
Are you serious?
Yes. What?
Yeah. The she-males. You know, it's part man, part woman. Like,
right. Like if she's like really attractive, then she also has the business.
That's right. You like that. But no. I didn't like it.
Don't press that button, dude.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was...
Like a child.
I didn't realize it was off. But
that's one of the reasons why when Malibu Dan used to live in Reseda,
yeah.
And I lived in the area. We both lived within a mile of each other.
Yeah.
And
By the way, there's a huge difference between that mile. There's like... It's like apples and oranges between that 1 mile.
It's not that noticeable. So... So I'd pick him up, or he'd pick me up, and I'd drive to work with him. But the first day I drove to work with him, he was like futzing with everything. You know, the air conditioning, the radio,
like
and the seat heat and everything. So after I would pick him up. I'd say, you know, I don't mind going to work with you, but you're going to sit in the back. And
it's true. 33 years old.
And he said he had no problem with it. And
on a booster seat.
He'd sit in the back of my car.
He watches SpongeBob.
No, it was great. You know what? I didn't get in his way. I couldn't get in any trouble. It was wonderful. But it was a bit embarrassing when he pulled up to a gas station.
Look at him in the rearview mirror and just you know, check him out every once in a while. Make sure the window's not turned down. He's trying to crawl out.
Do you lock it?
Yes, I do.
He would treat me to a baby cone at McDonald's every now and then.
All right. Malibu Dan is with us. Sam Simon sitting in for Brian Whitman. And we thought, hey, it's an opportunity. We haven't done this in a long time.
Let's do it. Bring it up. Now,
S the M?
Can I actually throw a little twist in this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is what happened to me the other day. I'm a hobbyist, as you all well know, and I found a vehicle I want. But the vehicle is about $3,500, and I don't have the money. If I guess...
But what are you going to buy for $3,500? Is it a moped?
No, it's a good-looking ashtray. It's a truck. It's an 87 full-size Chevy short-bed truck.
Why do you want that?
Oh, man, it's so beautiful. It's four-wheel drive with a big 350 engine in it. You could go anywhere in this thing.
Can you fix it up and sell it for more?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, maybe I'll help you out.
You know what? Not only can I pick... I could do it like right away. I could go ahead and flip it within a day.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk off the air.
Okay.
All right, you ready for a Stump the Monkey?
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, come
right.
On, come
any
on, come
music
on,
for the monkey?
Are you ready, Sam? Have you been in here while we play
sure.
this?
Oh, okay. Yes.
I think it's the first time I've actually been in studio for this.
Okay.
It's really embarrassing.
All right, here's the rules, gang. Call up and ask Malibu Dan a very simple question. And if he gets it right, he wins. If he gets it wrong, you win yourself a prize. Do we have giveaways tonight?
I will come up with some right now.
All right. We'll write your name down and give you something.
My right, favorite thing is a gyro.
It's called Stump the Monkey. Ask Malibu Dan a very simple question. See if he gets the answer
simple
right.
Simple questions.
520-9710. And 888-520-9710. All right, Malibu Dan, I'm going to take a first shot at you. Ready?
All right. Okay, but I'm feeling good.
All right, Malibu Dan.
Okay.
Real quickly, without thinking about it. How many days are there typically in a calendar year?
365.
That is correct, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. Sam, you got one for me?
Here's one for you. Yeah. What year was Martin Luther King killed?
Martin Luther King?
Yes.
Oh, geez, Tim. It's supposed.
It could be a trick question.
Martin Luther King.
You know, now you really got it. It's 60s, correct?
Well, I'm looking for an answer.
1966.
That's incorrect.
Before or after?
After.
67.
Nope.
68.
Yes.
Oh, come on. You got to give me that at default of that being a pretty hard question.
That's not a hard question, dude.
How many
Martin
people
Luther King Day.
Yeah, but I know what day it's off. I know it's off. We get it off in February.
All right. How many senators are there in the United States?
101.
Where's the one from?
I thought it has to be an odd number. Doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Why?
Because otherwise you can't vote. You got to vote with an odd number.
That's an interesting idea.
Am I wrong?
Here we go. Okay. Stump the Monkey, everybody. All right, Bolas, yes. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Jesus, man.
How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Well, is there X amount per legislative branch?
I don't know what that means.
Help me out here. How many Supreme Court justices
one
are
away
there?
There is.
Yeah, I guess there'd be three.
There is one. Right. Oh, okay.
Well, is it three?
No.
But you said there was three.
No.
No, but I mean, we have a legislative branch,
right.
And there is a certain amount of Supreme Court justices.
Right, I mean, you could figure it out that
you
way.
You could,
yeah.
I guess.
Right.
Right. But how many are
but
there?
It's, there's not three.
How many are there?
Is there more than three?
It's you.
One. There's one.
One Supreme Court justice.
Which is a person. We're talking about a person here.
One guy. Or
right.
A guy.
Well, you think there's more than one?
A person?
I think there's more than one. I know there's more than one.
Is there an odd number?
Yes.
Is it a lucky number? Traditionally a lucky number?
No.
An unlucky number?
No.
So it's not 7 or 13?
Yeah, we knew what you were going for there.
We figured that out.
Yeah.
Is it in the teens?
How many do you think there are?
Can I go with 101?
Yes, you can. It's,
but it's wrong?
It's shy of 101.
Shy below or shy above?
Shy below or shy above?
Right. Is it shy?
Shy
is it
above,
just
the mud below.
Shy is
shy
always.
Shy means short of.
Lower.
Shy means less.
Oh, it does?
Shy of 101.
See, now you can learn
90?
Something through this game.
It's lower than that.
80?
Lower.
10?
Lower.
5?
Higher.
4, 3, 6, 6, 9, 9.
Yay!
So how's it work? 3 per branch?
No, it's just 9.
No, it's just 9.
Then why did we even bring up the branches?
Because you
brought it up.
I did?
Yeah. I mean, there are 3, if you could break it down into the thirds, but that's not the way they do it. That's all right, weird. Who are the two women who represent the state of California in the Senate?
Barbara Boxer.
Yeah.
And Feinstein.
Yes. Congratulations.
Diane. Yeah.
DF. All right. Malibu Dan, everybody. Where does ivory come from?
Oh, that would be a tusk of an elephant.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good for you,
see
Malibu
that?
Dan.
I used to think the soap, but I've been playing this game for a long time.
All right. And Malibu Dan, what is your surname?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know my Hebrew name.
What's your Hebrew name?
Dalet.
Dalet.
Yeah.
Dalet. What Dalet. Is your surname?
Finder? Dan Finder? Daniel Finder. Is that right? Is that right?
Daniel Finder is not correct. Finder was.
Dan. Finder. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
What is your surname?
My surname would be Sir Dan.
Wait, so some of these he's been asked before.
Yeah, yes. I know, but he never gets them.
No, that's not.
The ones that he's been asked before have been years ago, and I wanted to test him to see if he still knew them.
By the way, just so you know, Sammy, a lot of this stuff, when I left the station full-time a year and 8 months ago or so,
right.
They deleted a bunch of stuff, but kept the really mean stuff. Like, the really the stuff that goes straight
true.
To the heart, they kept.
What is the closest star to the planet Earth?
Well, you know what? That's kind of weird you mention that, because didn't they discover a new star recently?
This is an older one. This is one was born before
the
you.
The new close star.
It was born Earth. Way before you.
Is it the moon? Is it the Earth?
No.
I'm sorry. Is it the sun? The sun.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Good for
you.
All right,
thank
Malibu
you.
Dan.
I knew it was either the moon.
Hey, what's
or
this? Do you know the second closest one?
The moon. Right?
The second closest star?
Yeah.
Is the moon.
Would it be the North Star? I don't know. Do you know it?
Yeah, I think it's Alpha Centauri.
Oh. Was that sold? Is that in the register? Of,
no, that's pretty.
Is this somebody's name? Hey,
that's
Alpha
a pretty Fender? Common all right. question.
All right.
That is?
Yeah.
Who knows that? You have a photographic memory.
How many states in...
the Union?
No, how many states are on the Pacific Coast, excluding Hawaii and Alaska?
Okay. That would be... Three.
What are they?
California, Oregon, and Washington.
There you go. Yes. Congratulations,
that's
man.
Just because of the off-road. There must be some race that goes up and down.
Yeah, from Baja to Seattle
or
something.
Yeah.
Well, so be it, but I got it right.
All right. That is very good. Dude.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sam. That felt great.
All right. Let's talk to Lucy in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. It's Stump the Monk. You got a question for the monk?
Yes. Hi, you guys. Love the show, by the way.
Thank you, baby.
Hi, Malibu Dan. What's the name of the ship that the pilgrims traveled in?
Oh, wait. Give me a second here. I know this. Shoot, man. It's right on the... It's the...
The USS Pilgrim?
No. If you give me the last letter...
No. You got to guess it.
No, I know, but it's like on the tip of my tongue, man. I can't...
Can I help him out?
No, don't help him out. Don't help him
okay.
out.
Okay.
Because I don't believe he doesn't know.
The Pegasus.
Now,
is it the Pegasus?
Mm.
It starts with a P, right?
No.
No?
No, well, here's $100.
$100. Oh, Jesus.
$100. I think you know this.
If he loses, I get the $100.
No, you get bub kiss.
All right, hold on one sec, Lucy.
Okay,
you're
going to
get a
so
prize
bad.
Because he got it wrong. You're going to get a pair of passes to King of the Cage at right. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino January 24th. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Malibu Dan, $100 sitting in front of you.
I know. I
what
need
is the
it
name
so bad.
I don't
the,
believe
of,
it.
Of
I don't believe it.
No,
of
okay.
the ship that the pilgrims came over in.
Hold on one sec. I know that there was. It's kind of an odd name. Oh God, I don't do well with pressure. I don't do well.
$100
bill.
You were doing great without the pressure before. So you were two for a $100.
Hold on. Okay. Can I ask?
No, you can't ask anything.
But this is my problem. It wasn't there like
it's
three.
It's not the Pegasus.
But wasn't there three ships?
No, that's Christopher Columbus.
So does he have anything to do with the ship that I'm talking that
a
you guys are asking
bit.
Me about?
I mean, it's the same motion.
Really.
All right, you got 10 seconds.
Well, no. Oh God. Can I have one hint? One hint.
Four, yeah, a hint is you learned it in first grade. Time's up.
That's a long time. Don't put away the money.
There's a major moving company. It's called the same, with the same name.
There is?
Yeah.
Well, I know National Movers.
Wait, it's not the starving students. The pilgrims came over on the starving students.
It's not Shot, Lock, and Roll. Or...
Hold on. It's over.
It's done.
It's not Busy Blonde Movers.
No.
Hold on.
Oh, you are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
I miss Doug. That's nice. Hold on. I'm only thinking of National.
Starts with an M.
United.
United?
United.
No, so it's an M as
in
Mary.
Oh, the Mayflower.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Take out your $100 again.
Oh, stop.
Get your $100 out. I finally got it.
All right. Miguel like in Downey. Miguel, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a Stump the Monkey
question?
Don't
put the money away. Trust me.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
I've got a basic question. How many in a yard?
How many feet are in a yard?
Yeah.
100. Oh, isn't that 100?
Oh my God.
Hold on. You mean, no, 3 feet. 3 feet a yard.
All right. Miguel, you still get a prize because he missed that.
I misunderstood the question.
He thought you meant your yard.
Oh, Bobo.
It's 3 feet a yard.
We're going to give you a copy of Why We Want to Be Rich by Robert Kiyosaki and also Donald Trump. Hit up whywewanttoberich.com.
Can I have a copy of that?
We'll get you some.
Thanks, dude.
Well, I want to be smart. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
I made a mistake.
Malibu Dan and Sam Simon are sitting in for Brian Whitman. He'll be back tomorrow. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon and Malibu Dan are sitting in for the very, very sick Brian Whitman, man.
It takes two studs to fill in the shoes of that Whitman. I'll tell you that, right?
All right, it is time for Stump the Monkey. Ask the monkey a question. If he gets it wrong, you get yourself a prize.
I lost $100. Will that be out again, out of that
Might
pocket
be.
Of yours?
Might be.
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You have a question for the monk?
Yes, I do. Glad to hear you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, well, Monkey, who was the host of The Twilight Zone?
Forrest Whitaker. No, hey, dude, he was the host of The Twilight Zone. There was no specifics in that question. Well, that's unfair.
I'm sure you didn't know because you were too busy doing your homework, perhaps.
No, hey, dude, I got it right. Who could argue that? The host of The Twilight Zone was Forrest Whitaker.
Okay, maybe I should have said the original Twilight Zone.
There you go. Now, that's a different question, but I won. Come on, Tim, you got to give me that.
I think we can give that to him on a technicality. I don't know
right?
how.
Come Fair on, enough. Right? Where's your $100 there, Sammy?
But who were you going to mention?
It's about to come out after you said Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. Well, of course, Rod Serling.
Yeah, but I think even before that, it was Orson Welles, wasn't it?
No. Rod Serling created The Twilight Zone. He was always the host.
I know he was, but I think even before that, I think
really?
Orson
there
Welles
was a host before Rod Serling?
I think there was.
Besides, how old do you think I am, dude? That's a real stupid question. That's a hard question.
That was a hard question?
Who's the original host of The Twilight Zone?
Absolutely.
No, it's not really that hard. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Do you think Jeff from the John and Jeff show knows?
Actually, yes. If he goes back, he gets a prize.
I bet anything.
Robert and Downey. I actually hung up on him. All right. Let's talk to Justin in Pasadena. You got a question for the monkey?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, since you're asking him questions he's already been asked, let's see. When President Reagan was shot, who was the shooter trying to impress?
Ah, good idea. Good question.
Who was the shooter trying to impress?
Yeah, John Hinckley was trying to impress.
That's kind of a hard question.
I don't think it is.
And I've never been asked that before.
You have, by me.
I have?
Yeah.
Okay, $100. 10 seconds.
So,
it's a very well-known actress and director.
Oh, now you're giving me
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, there you go.
Was I right? Was I wrong?
Yes, you're
wrong. Well, she is a great director.
All right, buddy. No, that's right.
Wait, is it the lady who directed the Howard Stern movie?
No.
Betty Thomas?
Good
job, Danny.
No. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I have no idea who acts.
She recently came out and said she was a lesbian, but everyone suspected she may have
been a lesbian the whole entire time?
Yeah. Actress, director.
The only person that comes to mind is Cameron Mannheim. Ellen DeGeneres. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah,
oh,
those were real recent.
Whiff.
Right?
Whiff.
Who? What female?
I asked you that when he died, when the president died. You got asked the same question.
You know what, man? I'm kind of done with you, brother. I mean, you're a big stud. You're a big stud, but really, it's a hard question. And my palms are sweating.
I'm trying to look up more of her credits here.
But let me ask you, because you know this, Sam, right? You know the answer, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm alone on this. You know the answer, Tim, right?
Yes.
So I'm alone on this.
I'm going to try and give you more.
Well, he's also giving you like hints that anyone would get, even
it's
if you didn't
question.
Know.
This is a hard question.
It
really
was before
hard.
He said all the lesbian actress.
I'm going to read her credits and tell me who it is. All right?
Okay.
Nim's Island, The Brave One, Inside Man.
No.
Flight Plan, the star of Flight Plan. Remember she lost her baby on the plane?
Never saw it. Nope.
Let's see here. Panic Room.
Wait. Jodie Foster.
Yes. All right. How about Danny after
yes.
all those hints and us basically telling him who it was, he's still excited to get it.
Inteligente. Yes.
But she must have been 12 or 13 when Reagan was shot, right?
Adrian, I mean, no, she was
well, I think
12.
She was in college.
Yeah. Adrian in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going?
Good. You got a question for the monk?
Okay, monk, I got a question for you. Yeah. What's the chemical breakdown for water?
H2O.
That is correct, sir.
Yes. Feeling good now. I'm
That's
on a
good.
Roll.
All right. Tony in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
Wait. What does the H stand for? What does the O stand for?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
There you go. All right, Tony, you got a question for him?
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, where does soy milk come from?
What's a very healthy cow?
Qué estúpido.
Really? A cow that does aerobics?
A vegetarian cow?
Vegetarian cow? Wait a minute.
Like
a
all of them?
Wait, could it be a kosher cow? What are you laughing at? I swear to God, I'll find out where you live.
It's not a kosher cow.
But, okay.
Soy milk. Where does soy milk come from?
Is it from a vegetable?
You might be onto something.
Is it? I am onto something?
You might be.
Now I'm totally confused.
Okay, I'll say yes.
Am I?
It's from a vegetable.
It is.
Right.
Is it a soy plant?
Where soy sauce comes from?
Well, no, vegetables grow in trees. There are some vegetables, right?
Have you
a
seen?
A tomato.
All right, but what is soy? What?
I have no idea.
Tomatoes from a tomato tree?
Yeah.
It's from a soy tree?
Could it be a...
What is soy?
Like soy is a seed.
Is it an apple?
No.
Is it a soy?
I it's a vegetable.
But what is it? A bit more specifically.
What is it? What is it? This is amazing.
This is amazing.
Wait a minute.
Well, what is it?
What is it?
A soy what?
A soy plant.
Have you ever had soy blank in your salad?
Soy leaf. It's a soy leaf. It's a leaf.
Eat alone.
What are you talking? Is it a leaf?
Hey, excuse me, waiter. I don't have enough soy leaves in my salad. Can I get some more soy leaves?
You could say soy milk. It's not. But the question is where the milk comes from, right?
What do they grind up to make soy milk?
Soy
leaves.
Soy stems.
Soy sticks.
Soy sticks. What is it? Is it a leaf?
No.
But is it a vegetable?
Yes.
Did you tell me before it was a vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
Does this vegetable look like a tomato? Round like a tomato?
Small.
Baby size? Like the size of a thumb? Is that what you're coming at?
It's the size of your thumbnail.
Is it like a soy pit?
A soy pit?
No. Right, know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. It's something soy, correct?
Soy blank.
Soy root? It's a root.
No.
Soy honeybee?
No. Does begin with a B.
It does? Oh, man.
Soy
buh.
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 Soy bananas?
No. Soy bar. Soy beach. Soy bear.
Soy what?
Soy bear.
No, before that you said...
Soy beach.
No.
Soy bar.
Soy beach?
Look, I'm guessing here. I'm grabbing...
Soy bars.
Soy bars.
Hey, can you grind me up some more of those soy bars? We're going to make some soy milk.
But if he just says it phonetically, it doesn't mean like he knows the answer.
Right.
You can coach him to...
this used to be so much fun.
But is it not fun to you?
All right, this is.
Okay. Soy
Beans.
But it's soybeans.
Yeah!
Come on!
Have you ever seen a soybean?
No, never.
A little green soybean.
You've never been at the Japanese restaurant and they have the soybeans.
Well, I know. Well, I was in. Is that what they are?
That's a great question.
I thought they were the green beans.
Great question.
You thought they were green beans.
They're soybeans.
All right. We're going to take a break here and come back and ask Mallow Dan some more questions. It's a special Stump the Monkey.
Special edition.
With Sam Simon and Mallow Dan sitting in for Brian Whitman. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Oh, Bobo.
I know.
Whoa.
It's another Witless Monday.
Really?
That means no Brian Whitman.
Crap!
No, we don't know why. Just pick one of his random thousand excuses. Here's the Tim Conway Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Are there any specific sites on them or no?
No, there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tech, T-E-C-K. T-E-T-E-C-H. Sorry.
.com.
ChassisTech.com. They'll probably have what you're looking for. I mean, they got absolutely everything.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Sitting in for Whitman is Sam Simon. Malibu Dan joins us for a quick Stump the Monkey session. Everybody's always happy to see that.
It hasn't been that quick. It's been very long.
Ask them a simple question, you get a simple answer. If you don't get the right answer, you get yourself a prize.
We got money on the line here, Sam?
I hear the question. You've had money on the line twice.
Jennifer in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Okay. Hi, I wanted to ask if you knew if a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
That would be a vegetable, darling.
No, it's not.
It's a fruit.
Don't tell me what it is and isn't. It's a vegetable.
No,
it's a fruit.
It's technically a fruit.
A fruit has seeds.
All right, congratulations.
But why is it classified under a vegetable?
It's a weird thing.
What did I just say?
But I know you just told. Please don't get angry at me.
But a cucumber has seeds, and that's a vegetable.
Right.
It's a weird deal going on there.
That's right. It's tomato. What's the right way to pronounce it? Right?
Hey, Razzle. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
That'd be me. How you guys doing?
All right. Instead of asking him what's this guy's number, ask him what team he played for. That might be an easier question. He's not going to get the number.
What team did Joe Montana play for?
Joe Montana played for the, San Francisco?
San Francisco what?
The 49ers.
Falcons?
Yeah. That's right?
All right, his original question was, what number was he?
What was his number when he played for the Niners, and what was his number when he played for the Chiefs?
Ah, get out of here with these numbers. I don't know. Eric and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
No, he's a quarterback.
Malibu Dan.
Yes, sir.
If you had $100,000 bill, how much money would you have?
If you had
$1 million.
In the olden days, they used to make $1,000 bills, $10,000 bills.
Right, but if somebody gave you $100,000 bills, like they have $1,000 bills now, how much would you have?
$10,000.
Wow.
Is that right? Am I right?
Well, you've guessed $1 million, and you've guessed...
That guy's a winner, by the way.
But I don't think I understand his question.
Let's say this is a $1,000 bill.
Right.
And I gave you 100 of them.
Yeah.
How much money would you have?
$100,000.
Okay.
Is that right?
Now it's right. Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Inteligente.
See, I understood how you did it, but that guy's a jackass.
That guy asked it pretty clearly.
Did he?
You did reword it in a way that made it...
Made it sense.
You've guessed.
Thank you.
Other way of multiplying 100 and 1,000.
This is a good one. Scott and Hemet. Scott, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
How many pounds is in a kilogram?
What?
1 kilogram. How many pounds?
I don't know if I know this.
Hey.
I know if you know it.
Guy, bomb.
I'll bet you don't.
Wait. How many pounds are in a kilogram?
Yeah.
None.
Okay, wait.
There aren't any.
Well,
for God's sake. I'm going to put the 100.
Back on the table?
Back on the table.
Oh, jeez.
This is his next guess, and I'm going to give him a 5-pound plus or minus.
You give me a 5-pound plus or minus?
Yeah.
So
this is not a five-pound plus or minus.
This is not a trick question.
No, you can't ask it.
You can't keep asking me.
I can't?
You just have to say a number now.
Okay, I'm going to give you a 100-pound buffer. I don't think you can get within 100 pounds.
But this is my problem.
How much is a kilogram within 100 pounds?
Okay, please repeat the question.
How many pounds in 1 kilogram?
Kilogram.
Correct.
One.
Oh, man, he's bringing another. None. That's my answer.
Mm.
100.
What is your final answer? There's more than 0 pounds in a kilogram.
Okay, so there's more than in 1 kilogram. How many pounds are in a kilogram?
I'm gonna final answer.
100. Is that wrong?
He got within 100 then. If he didn't win your $100 bill.
But did I win your $100 bill?
I didn't put $100 up.
But you
won my bet because you got within 98 pounds.
Okay, it's a 98 pounds. Is it 2 pounds?
A little over 2 pounds. Yeah.
You know, that was a stupid question.
That's a great question. You're a winner,
dude.
That's a
dumb
question. Right. Can I have your $100?
No, because zero is the worst answer. What is the dumbest answer
zero.
To the question, how many pounds
I thought
in
it was a
kilogram?
Trick question.
The dumbest answer is zero, right? I'm not saying you're the dumbest person.
I'm just saying the worst answer is zero.
Like a kilogram doesn't weigh anything.
Look, I just thought it was a trick question.
Hacienda Heights, what do you got?
What up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
How you doing, Sam?
Stump the Monkey. You got a question for him?
Yeah, monkey, what's honey made out of?
Pollen? Honey, bees, honey? I mean, pollen? You go with that.
I don't think that's right.
No? But Sam gave me the nod that it could be right.
Sure, right. I mean,
I don't think that's right.
The answer will surprise you.
Yeah, it's nectar, isn't it?
Negative.
What is it?
It's a bee crap.
Okay. All right, hold on one sec. You're a winner.
But no, he's not.
I think it's nectar, isn't it?
No, they take the pollen and like digest it.
I thought they take the sweet nectar out of flowers and they keep it in their legs and they take it back to the beehive.
Well, that guy shouldn't have won if none of us know the exact answer.
Yeah, he wins.
Okay.
All right, Malibu Dan, I believe that we've come to the end of the Stump the Monkey session.
No more time?
Yeah, how about this? Who are the four teams left in the NFL playoffs?
Okay, that would be the San Diego Chargers.
Boom.
I think the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Oh, no, they just lost. The New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. There's two. San Diego, New England.
I'm just trying to think who did Dallas just lose to, man. They just lost to,
the other one's going to be even harder.
A city so nice, they named it twice.
Philadelphia. you're Giants.
Okay.
Giants. They lost to the Giants. Thank you. I was just kidding.
All right, then one last team.
And then the last team. Okay, New England, San Diego.
Cheese.
I got nothing there. Help me out with the...
How about...
are you throwing a Super Bowl party, by the way?
How about Brett Favre?
No, nothing. Oh, Green Bay.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah.
You get 100 bucks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me and Timmy.
Malibu Danny's the best. Every Monday at 10 p.m. it's going to be a Stump the Monkey session. I can't believe how much I missed it.
Yeah, did you miss it a lot?
I
did
totally
it make you
missed
happy?
It. Yes.
Okay.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
It's another Witless Monday, starring Tim Conway and, the trash can.
I'll tell you what, he's got a work schedule like Johnny Carson.
Here's Conway and Trash Can on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
I mean, when he works a 5-day week, that's a big week.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. And Sam Simon sitting in for Brian Whitman. Malibu Dan joins us. And John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's happening on the big show tonight?
You know, what happened to our country when a 13-year-old boy wants to join a cheerleading squad?
Ooh, is that right? Oh, Bobo.
In Kentucky, they settled out of court for $3,000 because this little boy wanted to be on the cheerleading squad. And
right.
Of course, the mom and dad didn't tell the kid, listen, you're a boy, find something else to do.
Right.
So the pussification of America continues.
Holy Christ. Is that wild? I understand in like college and high school, and they have like song leaders, the guys that lift the chicks up and stuff
George
like that.
George W. Bush?
But yeah, George Bush was one. And I don't I don't think that. I mean, 13 years old. If a guy wants a kid wants to be a cheerleader, that's real odd.
Imagine that conversation with your son.
That's real strange.
He comes in and says, "Dad, I want to be a cheerleader."
And how about he? You know, he's been told no by his parents in the school, and he still presses the issue.
I think the parents should have, you know, squashed it. You know how a good parent will say, "Listen, you're not really good at this. Try something else."
Right.
A good parent will redirect the child, I think.
Oh, man. You know what a good father would do? Take the kid out skirt shopping. Put him in a skirt and then pom-poms and stick him in front of a mirror. Go, this is what you want for yourself, Bubba? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Also, we're going to talk about MySpace. They're cracking down on the perverts. So maybe Dateline NBC will get canceled. There'll be no more perverts.
I hope not. We need that audio nugget action.
Last night, speaking of that, I saw the guy in 60 Minutes that created Facebook.
Oh, my God.
23-year-old kid.
I know.
You see that last night?
Yeah.
He should have sold his company for $1 billion.
Anytime you get your company, somebody offers you $1 billion for your company, it doesn't matter what it is, you take the check.
Didn't he seem, incredibly poised for... 20, sometimes you see those guys and they seem, they have all this youthful stuff. This guy seemed like he's been a CEO for major companies for like
23 years old.
I know. He's like,
Facebook isn't making any money. They haven't figured out a way to make money. Yeah. Everyone's on it, but they're not making money.
I checked it out last night. I don't think it's as good as MySpace. I really don't. I think he should have taken $1 billion. It's the John and Jeff Show coming up immediately here. Conway and Whitman tomorrow right after Tom Likas. Sam Simon, thanks for coming in. You're a big stud. Mallow Dan, you're also a major stud. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now I'm totally confused.
Okay, I'll say yes, yes, yes.
Am I?
It's from a vegetable.
It is.
Right.
Is a soy plant.
Is that where soy sauce comes from?
Well, vegetables grow on trees. There's some vegetables, right?
Have you seen?
A tomato.
But what is soy? What?
I have no idea.
Tomatoes from a tomato tree?
Yeah.
It's from a soy tree?
Could it be a...
What is soy?
Like soy is a seed.
Is it an apple?
No.
Is it a soy...
It's a vegetable.
But what is it? A bit more specifically.
What is it? What is it?
What is it?
What are you doing?
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, what is it?
What is it?
But what is it? A soy what?
A soy plant.
Have you ever had soy blank in your salad?
Soy leaf. It's a soy leaf. It's a leaf.
Get along.